There are no loaves or fish in sight. Nothing biblical about this ramshackle tobacco barn down the road from Gideon Grove in Stokesdale. Nothing biblical, that is, unless you consider the size of the jumbo sweet potatoes, fresh picked and curing in the shade. Nearby, in what was once a vacant, unused field, row after row of organic crowder peas are turning ripe in their pods, and 10,000 collard plants trucked in from the east are about to be planted by an army of volunteers. Meet Randy Braswell. By day, he runs a triad forklift business, but devotes evenings and weekends to a new way he's found to supply food banks, church pantries, and soup kitchens. He grows it, and grows it cheaply. If you look at all the unused open farmland, he says, and the retired farm equipment that is out there, it's an awesome way to get fresh produce to people. Braswell, who grew up on a tobacco farm near Wilson, has two passions suited to this endeavor. One is working the land. The other, restoring old tractors such as the 1950 International Cub used to plow these fields. And when he discovered a nationwide food network called the Society of St. Andrew, volunteers who glean the produce left behind in commercially harvested farm fields, Braswell hatched an idea. Instead of the gleaners just picking up the leftovers, why not let them harvest the whole crop and distribute it to people in need? At a Methodist conference, Braswell approached Emily Reeve, the triad coordinator for the St. Andrew Gleaning Network. He told her about all the food he has been growing for the past 5 years, mostly on borrowed land around Stokesdale. Reeve wondered if Braswell was for real. The next day she visited his farm. His cabbages were already in the ground.
This farm right here has got gray land in it, and of course you'd have to talk to the farmers to know the difference. But I don't care what you plant out there, it will grow.
This partnership with the gleaners has been fruitful. According to Reeve, Braswell raised 20,800 pounds of cabbage, 6,200 pounds of Irish potatoes, 4,000 pounds of sweet potatoes, and 1,500 pounds of crowder peas and counting. It was all distributed by volunteers to churches, families, shut-ins, and community centers. They sometimes had the food on the table by that night. One was Marie Stamey, an organizer at Eastside Park Community Center in Greensboro. Says Stamey, everybody and their uncle got crowder peas. You cook them with some fatback, seasoning, a plate of cabbage, some cornbread. That's a meal. They almost knock out pinto beans. Almost. In blue-collar neighborhoods, grassroots volunteers like Stamey are growing increasingly concerned by the rising price of food and transportation. Once a household has paid the utility bills and rent, Stamey observes, little remains for groceries. The easiest item to cut out is fresh fruit and vegetables, at the expense of good nutrition. For Braswell, there is a vital connection that grows up between the land, the volunteer harvesters, and the families who get the fresh produce. Human contact that satisfies a deeper kind of hunger. A half hour's drive from Braswell's field of crowder peas, which is dotted with wild purple morning glories that mysteriously sprang up, Marie Stamey has lately noticed something new growing in her flower bed at the neighborhood center in East Greensboro. Crowder peas. She says she didn't even plant them. She was just sitting out there on the porch shelling peas one day and must have dropped them on the ground. And that's the thing about a seed. Sometimes you're planting more than you know.